advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets.
I am.
Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
We already had shows come out in 2018, huh?
Did we?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What were you upset about? Or were you like, damn?
Oh, I was gonna, I forgot it was 2018. I was gonna change the intro for the new year.
Oh.
I don't even know it. This month's already flying by.
Dave's not like fucking around. There. Dave's got the whiskey open and poured.
I do.
Yeah.
And the Glenfelcher.
So this is actually someone that doesn't even listen to the show.
Oh, damn.
I was just in Dagny's and the guy was like, hey, I heard people give you whiskey. And he handed me this whiskey. And so it's, what's the name on the back there? Make sure I don't mess it up right.
William Winder.
Mess it up right. William Winder. Winder.
He doesn't listen. So
Winder.
Who cares?
Winder.
So that's fucking Winder.
He might. He told me he finally listened to my show, the one about Christmas mushrooms. So I know he didn't listen to the show. He listened to a 6-minute clip that I released on Facebook for the Christmas episode.
Hmm.
But the story about this is, I'll tell you after we drink it. Let me see.
Maybe he doesn't know that's not the show. Maybe he thinks it's just like
snippets. No, I think
like,
he does. Yeah.
Snippets.
He does,
yeah.
Are you going to drink, Brad? No. Come on, a sip, sir.
I guess.
Just a sip.
Really want to.
So it's a, what is it?
It's Glenfiddich Special Reserve. I'm a fan of Glenfiddich. I've never had the Special Reserve.
Let's see.
I'm just going to knock it over all over the recording equipment.
Yeah. Check it out.
You fucking long ass arms wouldn't even reach over here. Made me reach.
Smooth.
It is smooth.
Really smooth.
Yeah, I'm not going to like it.
It is not spicy.
It's really smooth, man.
Smooth. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Mikey likes it.
It's really
it's
nice.
Good, yeah. So
smooth,
it's a 12-year.
Caramely,
yeah, it says Glenfiddich Special Reserve single malt 12-year. So here's the deal. He got that from a friend who just had a bunch of alcohol and she had never opened it, but she's had it for 10 or 12 years. So it
doesn't
count
matter.
Though, right?
No,
it's only when it was
only
in the barrel.
Barrel.
So it doesn't matter. It's going to have the same flavor,
right?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it'll age a little bit. Like lose some
glass.
But the bottle's 22 years old or something.
Yeah, it is an old. I was going to say this looks like an 80s bottle.
Yeah, it's been sealed for 22 years, and we just opened it. Yeah, which is still that makes it cooler.
It does.
I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, William. That was good. So good that I'm going to check it out again to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
That El Yucateco glass doesn't clank. There's no clank to it.
No?
I need to pre-clank
talk to them about
these.
That.
Figure this out. Yeah. Brad?
I'm good.
That is a damn fine whiskey.
Yeah, it's good. Speaking of El Yucateco, I am going to save one of the winners till next episode, so I have something to say. But last week, we had like weird recording where we stacked the recording early, and I didn't have the ability to know who was going to win. So I went ahead and posted anyway, and that winner is Kevin Edwards. He actually made a turkey, I'm assuming for the new year or the holiday or something,
mm-hmm.
and he basted the turkey in El Yucateco Black.
Sounds delicious.
At what point would you do that? Just at the very end, probably?
Throughout the cooking process.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It would just glaze?
Yeah, you know how like you used to go in there with the little...
Yeah. The baster?
Yeah, the baster.
Yeah.
And
how would you baste the turkey?
Yeah, so
the
you open the oven and you suck up the juice and pour it on, you know, every so often.
Brad uses the same one for the booger's nose thing for his
those
kid.
Ones, yeah. My baster's really small.
I thought you were doing a velociraptor impression.
No. No.
Brad's all, you know that little teal thing?
Yeah.
You know, the little teal baster?
The green, the that's greenish
where,
blue.
That's, yeah. Where, yeah, that's for your kid's boogers, not the turkey. Yeah.
Well, if you clean it good, it's fine.
I don't think it's possible to clean that good.
Yeah. It's the flavor no. Sure it is.
You can suck up the water and you shake it around and you squeeze it out. It's good.
There's a Bruce Lee quote there for sure. I'm not going there. I don't want to get the giggles right in the beginning. I laughed all week about fucking hooker canoe, though.
Oh, I did too. Quit. I couldn't stop.
I forgot about it. I forgot about it until people started posting.
I had hell. I was like, dude, that's the highlight for sure. I knew that Facebook and Instagram were going to be like, no, you're not promoting that. So I cut it down. I cut it down from like 7 minutes to fit the 1 minute. And then I went through and I was like, okay, I have it done. There's no cuss words, but Brad says, let's kill a hooker. And then you say, it's rather similar, like gathering hops and barley, except for you killing gut a hooker. And I was like, that shit's not going to fly. That's probably
you should have left it.
Well, now that I know, because the result was they said fucking no and did not approve my ads. But
I think you should have just blocked hooker.
I could just put the whole story on there.
Like
now.
We kill a blank.
Right.
I think part of the problem might have been gut a blank. The cover art of Mark Reed is holding a gun pointing at the front of the thing.
Yes.
So it may not have been the kill the hooker because I beeped out kill and gut. Through the whole thing, but
you should have put a picture of the blues man John Lee Hooker, and then the system would have gotten confused and thought all the hooker talk.
Can we swap?
John Lee
you can appeal it. I can make
we swap
post.
The art later?
I can make a new post, yeah, and try again, see if that audio makes it through.
Yeah,
just like an SK, and then push out the whole hooker audio.
Yeah,
and see if it was based off that.
I don't
They're
know.
So picky. It's really matter. Hard to make it through the fucking obstacles of that
yeah,
shit.
It's bullshit.
You can have more than 25% text. Sometimes they thought I was selling insurance on some fucking thing like I think it was on the spontaneous human combustion. They've disapproved me at first saying that I was selling some type of insurance or something. I was like,
fire insurance, probably like, because it's all automated.
I was like, what the fuck? So I appealed it and it came back. It's like, oh yeah, you're approved. And
it's because
like,
somebody human looked at it.
Is there spontaneous human combustion insurance?
There might be.
There should be.
Technically.
We could start it up.
It's probably falls into the loophole of like bodily harm in a house fire. You know what I mean?
Can we do, so I have a question. Can we do the cryptocurrency for our spontaneous human combustion insurance company?
I don't think anyone's like buying into that.
What? Why not? It's
I'll
real.
Buy some.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better. But it better be real cheap.
Saying it's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you guys, but I had an encounter from Crazy Bum Corner on the way in. On the way in today.
Saved it.
I had one too. A guy let some bum get in his car. I was like, why would you do that?
Was it on the corner?
I did
no,
that.
Well, Crazy Bum? No, it wasn't on Crazy Bum Corner. Okay. I come a different way.
Right.
I come from normal.
Remember
street.
I gave one a ride, remember?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't a bum. He had a walker and a hospital bracelet and possibly Hep C.
Yeah.
It was sketchy.
Yeah.
When I picked him up, I had to pick him up like
that's
like
the first
lift
thing
him.
I think of.
I baby cradled a grown black man and put him in my front seat, but he like fucking was digging into my back. I was like, dude, if he fucking breaks my skin through my shirt, fucking fingernail juju.
Yeah.
I don't want it, man. I don't like fingernails.
That's the first thing I think of before I pick up a hooker.
Are they going to penetrate my skin?
No. It's if they have Hep C or not. Like, that's what I'm worried about.
You can get that shit after blood dries for 3 days on like a park bench and rehydrates. You can still get Hep C.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic. It's a gift that keeps on
it's
giving.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to use public restrooms or even restrooms like at work with that other people use, you know, like.
You know what I don't like about public restrooms? And as proof of concept, we were in traffic.
But they don't have doors on the shitter?
No, it's not that so much. I mean, that obviously sucks. But no, someone was fucking blowing their fucking vape clouds out their window of their car.
Oh God,
Why, I don't know. Other than to demonstrate a scientific principle for me. To think about something.
No, they want to show you they're cool.
That's really what was happening because it would just go away in the car.
Yeah.
They were just blowing these giant clouds out and we were driving through the clouds like it was fog. And then it occurred to me like at any given time, someone could just breathe out the window and you're fucking breathing. They're breathing into my mouth. Like I'm fucking
That's the whole thing. If you can smell shit,
that's where I'm leading.
Shit's going into your mouth.
I'm going to the public restroom with that talk. And it's like, if you smell poop, little poop particles are in your fucking nose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got a mouth full of my shit.
Yeah,
that dude's shit is in your nose.
It's on your skin.
It's in your mouth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in your eyes. It's in your ears.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's probably on your nipples at that point.
Reminds me of that song from the 70s, Shit Gets in Your Eyes. It's a real romance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one.
By the shit nipples.
For 12 weeks.
The shit fuck song's great too.
So yeah, bathroom shit. I lost where I was going.
Well, I was talking about my homeless
Juju.
Guy.
That's right, Juju.
So this time I actually captured him on photo. It's just a still.
But do you Instagram him? What's happening?
So what happened was he's technically a block away from Crazy Bum Corner, and okay. I was sitting at the light. While I was sitting there, I saw him running towards me from Crazy Bum Corner, full sprint, and he sprinted up to the street light that I have a photo of him
What's
at.
The intersection so people can Google Maps?
It's and on, feel real included. This was on Chester and 23rd.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a bum intersection.
Which is a block that's, off
that's
from...
It's the get bus station. That's right. What's up.
Yeah. But it's a block off from the typical, from where all the magic normally happens. But he was running...
Bet Google Maps, there's some shit right there.
There probably is. But he was...
It's just a black spot. You know how they block out? Like,
he ran away from Crazy Bum Corner, ran one block away to 23rd and Chester. He circled the light post like a dog trying to make a bed, looking down at the base of the light post, and he was holding a Jack-in-the-Box bag. Mm-hmm. And then he reached into the Jack-in-the-Box bag, which I then discovered was completely full of paper napkins, took out a handful of paper napkins, and started cleaning the sidewalk and base of the streetlight.
Yeah, maybe it's the homeless Olympics. That was they're the playing capture the bag. Capture the bag. Yeah.
So homeless I got Olympics. A photo of him bent over.
That would be great. Can we do the homeless Olympics? Like, is that like, that's not like bum fights, right? Like
we get in trouble. It's legit Olympic or bum.
He's like, you'll catch his homies.
Bum Olympics.
You're going to walk down there. You're going to run around one circle full time, pull out the napkins out of the bag, clean the base. And I'm going to go down there and check it out. And then make it back.
Like you literally have like the window cleaning competition. Like that's the boring one though. That one's like,
but they have to time you from like the bank clock because nobody's got a phone or a watch.
Yeah.
He's like, hang on. Ready? Go.
Yeah. Yeah. You do the window cleaning. What else they do? They do like how fast you can hitch a ride. Like how much money you can get in 8 hours. Nice. Like,
you get most inventive reason they need your spare change.
Yeah.
I like that'd it. I think great. We're onto something. But this guy was pretty judge. Legit.
Yeah, so if I remember, that's putting him to work.
If I remember, I'll post this picture because it's just him bent over with his. You can kind of see the bag of Jack in the Box napkins, and I suspect they were all the napkins in Jack in the Box.
Probably. Usually, if you take a picture of a bum with a bag full of Jack in the Box napkins, he's probably taking a shit.
Right, but this guy was doing.
That's right. That's where I thought you were going. Yeah. No, could have went there with that and wouldn't have been surprised.
He was cleaning up, and it was not to his satisfaction either.
Same story.
Yeah,
that's still
good.
Works.
That's good. At least he's a clean bum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of seeing all these fucking bums. There's just trash everywhere. There was one bum walking down the street, right? He took his shoes off and he's fucking circling around doing the dog bed circle. No shoes. His shoes are on the sidewalk. I don't know how he had so much shit. There's fucking stuff literally lined. There was a brick wall, a sidewalk, and then into the road. And there were at least 15 items on the sidewalk. Like, I don't know why. Why are the items on the sidewalk? He wasn't posting up there. There's just shit everywhere.
He's reorganizing.
I guess.
He's reorganizing. Yeah.
I just don't understand.
You should see how much shit those people have over by the laundromat.
No, I've seen them. I just don't understand. It's like, how are you walking around with a 3-bedroom apartment? Shit. You know, like, I just don't know. I'm keeping it simple.
They have two turntables and a microphone?
And a lamp.
And a lamp. Yeah.
Speaking of bum circles, crop circles.
That was a horrible segue.
That was a really bad segue.
Because all of our segues are awesome, usually, right?
They are. That was a bad one. That's why we don't point out good stuff.
We need a fourth member just so I can possibly have someone on my team.
Well, I'm just going to say, here's a better
let's
segue.
Let's ask the pigeon. Uh-huh. What's the pigeon got
here's a say? Better segue. Speaking of a bag full of Jack in the Box napkins, crop circles.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want that. Mine was too related.
Yeah, yeah. It was awkward. It was too related.
You even though it was related, you were very unseamless.
Oh, all right. Well,
like the TV show. Is that a TV show? Unseamless?
I don't know.
No. Should
whatever be. The fuck that wasn't good. I don't know.
I'm just asking a question. I was asking a question.
I don't know how you fuck up asking a question, but.
How did I fuck up asking a question? Was it a TV show?
You got to take it if you're going to dish it out. Yours wasn't good either.
I didn't say
Dave's the only
angry.
One that's flawless. He's right now, Dave is undefeated.
Flawless victory. Mm-hmm. Cage wins.
Speaking of, who was it that whooped my ass at fucking Tekken and Street Fighter?
Oh, David Schmuck.
Schmuck whooped my ass. Yeah, I fucking can't play that game anymore. I haven't forgotten it. It still bothers me.
Like you were about to cry.
I might.
His eyes are watering.
A little bit.
It's allergies, guys.
Let me get one. Rematch. I used to be good at that game. Oh, happy birthday to Tyler Waters. It'll be late, but there you go,
Waters.
Sir.
Tyler Wilders.
Say it however you want, but I'll say Waters.
Wilders.
Yeah. All right. Fuck, I'm obviously a target today. I'll just go with it.
What are you talking about?
You guys are going to make me cry. My eyes were watering already.
So crop circles. Was this on the list or did we just pull it out of there?
I don't even know if it was on the list, actually. The next topic was number one on the list.
Oh, is it?
Hint,
was
hint.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. So crop circles.
They're circles.
They're circles.
Mm-hmm.
They're in crops.
Mm-hmm.
And
made by humans.
Or not.
Yes.
Done.
This is over.
No. Dude, I find it intriguing. Even if it's a hoax.
Yes.
Holy fucking shit. Either way this goes.
No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Even if it's people with 2x4s on their feet walking around making the art that they make.
Some of it's just insane.
So the alien one with the fucking disc that's got the binary on it or whatever, it's pretty commercial. It's like not the elaborate, weird, geometric, mathematical expression that even like fucking mathematicians are like, wow, we've been trying to figure this out for years,
right?
And they represented it in this design and it solved the fucking how to square a circle. That one with the gray alien face on it, did you see that fucking crop circle?
Mm-mm.
Oh, there's one with a fucking faded out gray alien face that looks like the cornfield was printed with a fucking printer or something, because it's like pixelated across the cornfield. And then there's a giant round disc with like 1,000 fucking little dots in the circle. And some guy looked
grape
at it
seed,
and figured
seed,
it out.
Isn't that what they call it? They've got a term for it.
Well, he counts these fucking dots in the circle and turns out, oh, it's 8-bit. Oh, it's some kind of binary. Oh, he could translate it into letters. Holy shit, there's a message. And it says like, beware of deception and all this fucking shit, blah, 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 conduit closed. And you're like, what the fuck? Next to a picture of a gray alien. I mean, and some of them literally have mathematical expressions encoded into them.
Yeah, they do.
To the point that I was watching a documentary when Brad walked in, and someone had the idea to take the two-dimensional image and stand it up. But some of those had like the circles connected to like an odd shape.
Yeah.
And like, what is it? It looks like a key or something almost. Right. But they took the image and stood it upright and then took a CAD program and swooped it out into a 3D image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like schematics for a fucking flying saucer. And you're like, God damn. Either someone fucking looked into this shit and like really went through. And it's, you know what I mean? Which they could. People are amazing. We build fucking crazy ass buildings. Look at that building in Dubai. They made islands. Like there's all kinds of crazy shit we do. It could be people.
Yeah.
But that one,
well, some of them
started to blow my mind.
Some of them are. Yeah. Like some of them people have even said they've done, which is amazing. Absolutely. Like I said, they take 2x4s on rope and like, or they do it with a tractor or something else. It's amazing how they get in with no footprint, how they get in with no tracks, no trace, and they create these elaborate designs, which is, you know, some people can't even do on paper with a pencil, you know? But some are unexplained. Some are weird.
And the people, it's kind of the exact opposite of most scientific phenomenon, because people who study crop circles, which are actually called seriologists.
I think it's because they're in cereal crops, right?
I think so, yeah. But seriologists basically say it's a hoax if we can prove that, or no, it's only a real crop circle if we can't prove it's a hoax.
Yeah. Right?
Like,
but how do you prove it's real though? Like, so, that's the other thing. Like,
so there are some crazy, like, have you looked at any of the biology stuff behind it? Like the blown out nodes or elongated nodes or any of that
stuff? Yeah, chemicals and stuff like that.
It's pretty crazy. Like, there's the one guy, I can't think of his name, I have it in my notes somewhere, but this one scientist specifically, like, got so crazy that he built a lab at his house because he was so into it, he wanted to start checking it out. And there's, you know, that knuckle in the stalk. Mm-hmm. Of the plant.
Yeah.
And they take these samples and people think, oh, you just pulled a stick out of the ground, took it back to a lab and looked at one. They take hundreds and thousands of samples starting from the center of that formation up to like, you know, 1,000 feet, depending on how big it is, based off of like the percentage of it, way out to unaffected crops. And then they graph that stuff and map and they take it to labs and they look at it and it's labeled. And they have these nodes, those little knuckles have exploded in what looks like the water inside the stalk of the plant got superheated.
Like boiled or something.
Boiled and expanded. Blew out of that weak point at the knuckle and exploded. Hmm. And you just don't really see it in nature, apparently, allegedly, according to those people. But when you look at it, you're like, wow, that does look like it blew up. And it's in a linear fashion, at its strongest point in the center, it fades out and is less common as it goes out. And then finally outside the circle, it's not there.
Yeah.
So if you're going to hoax that, I don't, did you have a giant microwave that you pointed down at this fucking circle that covers 700,000 square feet that's across like a mile and shit?
And again, I think ones like that are the ones that the seriologists would say, no, that's a legit crop circle. And even, even like the,
I'm not going to get used to seriologists.
The ones, fucking, the ones that they also think are legit. It's not, it's the way that the crop has laid flat.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't something that you can duplicate with just a board or a roller.
Yeah, I watched
like they're intertwined and tangled and they're not broken. They're just like weaved into each other and laying flat. And if you have
and
a
they
board
continue
and a
to
row,
grow, they're not even damaged. They just laid down. I watched one of the documentaries. I watched a fucking bunch on this because I'm nerded out on it. I actually liked it. But there was Giorgio Tsoukalos or whatever from Ancient Aliens.
Crazy. Sucralose.
Giorgio, yeah. Fake sugar. lots of body jewelry, fake tan, big hair. Went out to a field.
Was that the It's Aliens guy?
Yeah.
Aliens.
The main meme.
He went out into this field. And
that
there
guy's
was this,
great. Yeah, I just want to say that guy's great.
He was a boxing promoter before he did that, just for the record.
Yeah.
And so he went out into a field, or was it? No, he had
the White Don King.
Something to do with pro bodybuilding, not boxing. I was thinking Don King because I always call him Don King here.
The White Don King.
He was a
the White Don King.
Something to do with bodybuilding promoter. But he's out in a field with these guys that claim that they can recreate this specific one called, I think it was the golden ball or the golden spiral, that was done in some field. And it's a yellow flower. I think they went to the same field so that they could put it side by side. So they said two spec and two dimension, but they did it, I think, in daylight. They made the design and it was almost perfect. It looked just like it. And then they held them side by side. But when you look at the pictures and the video and whatnot of the original one, every single flower, all those yellow flowers were still perfectly intact. They were just laid over. They just like the plants just laid the fuck down.
Right.
And it
it's like, it's almost like wilting. Like when a plant wilts, it falls, but the plants aren't
in a healthy state.
In a healthy state. Yeah. So it's weird.
And so like when they show those pictures and you look at the one that they did, they recreated the design. They did it within the allotted time and they probably could have done it in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But it was smashed and damaged and just fucking all the plants were covered in mud and footprints. Yeah. It wasn't the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some, there's those guys said, hey, we did all these from everything before 1970 and everything between these years, we did this many circles. But they didn't fly to Russia. You know what I mean? They didn't go to all those other places all over the world. And they've become increasingly more complex over time. And there really is crazy like geometry encoded into these fucking things. It's really, it's really impressive.
No, it's kind of a trip. And the in general, I mean, obviously they're called crop circles because they show up in crops. And
it was coined in the 80s by some guy.
Yeah. 84. And they show up in cereal crops, barley, wheat, linseed, different things corn, like that. Apparently in the US they appear a lot in soy fields.
I didn't look it up, but I heard that there's some snow circles. Like there are some designs that would be really impressive because you'd have
they
to fucking drop in from a helicopter.
Yeah, where do the you gotta
you know,
cover
to even
up
pull
your
that off. Yeah.
And the bulk of them happen in southern England.
Right.
Like that's kind of where the phenomenon started. That's where most of them still occur to this day, although they have spread and they occur everywhere. Hmm. But that was kind of where the first ones were. And that's where they're the most common.
I hated it a lot because they kept referencing Stonehenge a ton. And now I'm just that fucking garbage. I throw it
after finding out. Yeah. After finding out Stonehenge.
Things lose credibility when they like base it off Stonehenge for me. Although that shit was amazing at some point in time.
No, it's,
it's just that it's not what it was. The stones got redone.
When you're trying to, you know, you don't. I don't know. They never said the aliens built Stonehenge, you know, but to find out that everything that's been said about it is pretty much a hoax, to even reference it in talking about crop circles is a completely different thing because crop circles weren't built by ancient, you know, people.
Right. Druids.
And druids
alert,
or whatever.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can listen to that that episode about Stonehenge and be sad.
Yeah, I'm trying not to
take the mystery away for you. But it's still interesting to hear what the truth is.
But here's the other thing, though. I mean, because if people, because a lot, and I'm not saying this is true by any means, but a lot of people say that the crop circles will appear around energy sites on the Earth.
Right.
And if that is true, then I could see where they would show up near Stonehenge, because even if people have fucked it over in the last 1,000 years, those original people would have chosen that location because it was an energy site. Mm-hmm. So if they're
if it's aliens, they're coming back to the spot.
Right.
It generally doesn't happen in the middle of fucking nowhere. But then again, how do you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If a tree falls, like you don't know that they're happening if they just grew out.
Right.
But I think that would be obviously strategic. Either way, it proves nothing. Cause if you're a hoaxer, you want people to see it. And if you're an alien trying to communicate, you want to make sure there's a semi.
If you're trying to communicate, yeah, there's
so that someone sees it. It's always kind of near a body of water or just off the road. Critics use that to their. And our skeptics say, you know, well, why does it always happen where there's no fence? You know, they're fucking aliens. They're just fucking do it in the middle of that field that has a fence. It generally does happen where there's not fences, places that are easily accessible. And then, you know, the public and tourism kind of kicks in and everyone goes and checks it out, which is kind of funny because a lot of farmers got pissed in the beginning. And then a lot of them started capitalizing, just charged like $3, go trample my field.
Why not?
Well, so, I mean, the really big ones can cost like thousands of dollars in crop damage.
Yeah.
And people have actually been sued. Like some of the hoaxers who got
you
like,
see the kids? Busted doing there some it kids have been that got sued for, they got sued for $3,000. Where's that at? They got sued for $3,000, but the judge ruled that they were only liable for the actual area. And he did the math based off of the original request for reimbursement. And he only charged them like $60. Because they only met, he said, actually, all the people going to look at the thing trampled your field. They actually only damaged like this many square feet.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, a lot of farmers, once they appear, quote unquote, end up charging money to get people to come there, which if you had a, you know, if you had a good hoaxer who could put a crop circle in your field, if you could pay him $1,000 and then get a bunch of jackasses to come look at it for $10 a pop,
right,
you're going to come up.
Well, to the point. You
know. Yeah. That's more than your crops were.
Yeah, exactly. Like in the end. Yeah.
It's even a publicly known business. Like I guess there have been advertisers, like there's a BBC one and they had crop circle formation, competitions in places like the Science Channel or something, raise money for it.
Right.
I watched some of those. They were pretty cool. Because all the people had different like techniques that they would use to build the crop circles. I'll come out with different, you know, effects.
It's and there was cool stuff. Things that you're like, wow, you wouldn't think dudes could do that with boards and fucking PVC.
And if you have, but look at sandcastles. You know what I mean? Like people do some fucking crazy or ice sculptures and shit, you know?
And if you haven't looked at a lot of crop circles, there's a British website called Temporary Temples. I think it's just Google Temporary Temples. It's not a .com because it's some UK thing, but they photograph the basically the best unexplainable, we don't think it's a hoax, ones that show up in England every year. They take photographs of all of them and archive
them. Are these people who run that, are they believers in aliens though?
Like, not everyone doesn't.
It's kind of hard to tell on the website. The website's really neutral about everything. Like when they explain who could have done it, they kind of say some people think it's this, some people think it, like it's not some crazy mystic.
So they're kind of we don't know what it is, but this isn't man-made. Or
they're one of the ones
we don't know what the fuck and how they did this.
Their website is also like, you know, thousands of these appear every year. Most of them are man-made. Some of them aren't. These are some weird ones.
Well, how would you know it's not man-made though?
Like some of those things, like why did the node explode? Why is the node elongated? They've even taken samples of seeds from the affected areas of crops and then go grow them in, I don't know what it's called, some kind of genesis. Soil. No, it's some crazy word. Something to do with the way that the growth is affected. It's called embryogenesis. No, embryo not the soil. Genesis, they took the seeds.
They put it in an incubator.
And they put them in a controlled environment with seeds from outside the crop. No, they did it on paper towels.
Oh, okay.
You don't need
soil. I actually don't know that. I just soil.
And Trent knows you don't need soil to grow plants.
No, you can do it just with an aeroponic mister.
Yeah.
And a tub from Lowe's, I heard. And a pump from Harbor Freight and some PVC.
Okay, continue.
UV.
Yeah. But anyways, embryogenesis is greatly affected in the affected area of the sample seed. So they don't grow nearly as fast from the seeds that were collected by the effect. And even the following years on the crops, because they do crop rotation.
It messes up the crops.
Yeah, it basically messes up the seeds don't grow the same as unaffected seeds. And then there's even some things like when the crop comes back the next year, the pattern sort of half-assed low resolution reemerges. So something has permanently affected that area. There's things like measured magnetism.
Affected the genomes of the plant.
Yeah, the compass is weird in some spots. Levels of radiation. People have said they got dizzy or nauseous while standing in circles. That one's kind of funny for me because I bet you'd be like, we made that last night.
Right, yeah.
We fucking made that last night. Yeah. That guy's a liar. He's a fucking asshole. He's like, I feel crazy,
man. And to know what we know about... like pills, you know, like right. when it's a
placebo. Yeah.
Yeah. The placebos.
You guys heard the Adam Sandler skit where he's like, man, it must've been all that beer I drank, man. He's like, no, man, that was not an alcoholic beer. He's like, oh, it was all those mushrooms I did, man. He's like, no, that was just pencil shavings. Oh man, it was all that weed I smoked, man. He's like, that was oregano. And just kept calling him out on it. But yeah, it made me think of that. Cause they were just fucking acting like they're nauseous and you made that shit last night.
Yeah.
To the point that the two guys that finally came out and claimed and said that they were responsible, which most of society just accepts that and moves on and doesn't research it anymore because
right.
most people are yeah. skeptics and they're like, yeah, they made that until you got gray aliens yeah. that look like they're digitally printed in binary messages.
That's the one I made.
But they went and made one and didn't say anything. And then they had people come out and investigate it. And he was like, this one's genuine. I can tell because of this. I was like, oh man, you fucking said all this shit. And then like, yeah, we made it last night. No, that's impossible. You can like, no, here we filmed it. We made this last night.
Got the tractors.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. That's funny.
So the scale of them, and again, I'm equally impressed with it, whether it's just an international group of jackasses making MIT crop circles.
I have to agree. Like, some of them are fucking badass. I mean,
one of the largest ones that was ever recorded in England.
It's just a bunch of frat boys running out there in the field.
It showed up on someplace called Milk Hill in Wiltshire, and it measured over 900 feet in diameter. And it was made out of a total of 409 circles. Some of them were as small as a foot in diameter, and some of them were massive.
That thing is fucking brilliant. Like I watched an interview with this. They had this skeptic team that was like, no, we can make it. And they went out to like the area that it was made. And their proof was that in 4 hours in the middle of the night, they made one that was 160 feet across with 20 circles in 4 hours. And this guy comes out, he's like, the fuck are you doing? Like
yeah.
for the fifth year in a row, you proved that you can make some drunken fucking circles. You cannot make 409 circles
yeah.
covering 700,000 square feet. And it rained all night that fucking night
right,
in the dark. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. The Milk Hill one is
think if you're trying to coordinate that, me and you are in a fucking field yeah. side by side, trying to whisper and not get caught and probably not use flashlights. Right.
Yeah, I don't think,
let alone you have to be whisper. How far away, how far across was it?
900.
Yeah. 900 so 900 feet away. We're fucking out there with walkie-talkies trying to fucking do that.
They're not called walkie-talkies.
I can't draw that motherfucker good on a piece of paper. Right. You know what I mean? Let alone tie some rope to a fucking board and stomp it down with you on walkie-talkies in the dark rain. There's no fucking way. What? You found a dick drawn in a field.
The one. Have you seen that one?
It's so good. Oh, it's got that's like chalk or something, though. That's different.
Nah.
That's like the Nazca lines.
Yeah, I think it's fake, but it's still funny, though.
It probably is.
No, that's really funny.
There's probably real ones in existence guy like that.
Big schlong. So the other thing at Milk Hill.
Big schlong, so.
Apparently a couple of things happened at Milk Hill, and it's one of the sort of the hot spots for crop circles. And there's footage. I'll post a link to it in the show notes. There's footage of from 1990. Of someone who got up on a hill to film a crop circle on Milk Hill. And I don't think it's the one we just referenced. I think it's a different one on Milk Hill because it doesn't look like it's that many circles, but you kind of can't tell. But this was the first example, and now there are tons of examples, most of which are proven to be bullshit. But it's the first example where there's weird, basically UFOs over the around the circle.
Right.
So the circle appeared that night. Some people showed up to film it in the morning, and this is back in 1990, and you see two or three, basically, like if it was today, I would think they were probably really small reflective drones.
Right.
But in 1990,
it looked like
they weren't,
mylar.
They weren't there. Yeah.
It looked like mylar, like a piece of mylar was glimmering.
But the thing is, it looked like something like that. It looked like a piece right. of, but, and for a while, I watched it. The video is maybe 6 minutes long, and I watched it. And for the most part, they're just kind of somewhat stationary.
Right.
And I was like, for all I know, that's like a fucking piece of foil on a stalk of grass or yeah. something. But then eventually, like, you see one of them just kind of disappears, which again isn't strange. It could right. have just curled over and it's not reflecting right. sun anymore. But then one of them just kind of hauls ass.
Right.
Like, I mean, you see the scale of it and you see a tractor moving through the field.
Right.
And this thing easily is going faster than the tractor, and it actually passes over the tractor. And then the people who filmed it interviewed the tractor driver, and he said, yeah, it was a thing about the size of, I forget what he said, maybe the size of a beach ball.
Right.
And he said it was just silver, and it flew overhead at a pretty good pace. And it said that when it got over his tractor stalled out. And the farmer like didn't want to tell anybody because everybody was busting his balls and saying, you know, oh, you're a crop circle and now you saw a UFO. Yeah. And again, the people that I read about that looked at it were saying, I mean, and I agree, it's a UFO. Mm-hmm. They're not saying it's fucking space aliens, but it's an unidentified flying object. And considering it was 1990, and again, I was just completely dismissing it until fairly late in the footage when that one really starts to move at a clip. And it's not like supersonic or something, but it's like faster than a bird would fly probably when you see the scale of how much ground it's covering. You're like, that fucking thing is
that's what's funny
ass.
Is like there was someone there that saw it, and rather than take the fucking story from the witness that has nothing to gain from it, probably, I mean, I guess he could sell farmer tickets to his field possibly,
right?
But more likely he's gonna get ridiculed. They don't take the fucking story. They go, no, you're fucking crazy, you know what I mean? So people are scared to come out. In 1963 there was a farmer in Australia, and he said he actually saw a craft lift. Someone called your thing. Oh, I wish I knew the guy's name. He said he complimented our episode on Mark Reed and said, tell Brad, thanks for the Australian drive-by. So that's the new term for you talking some shit about Australia briefly in the middle of an episode. And then us continuing on is an Australian drive-by. You just throw some shit at him and move on. He called it an Australian like World War II drive-by.
Don't all Australians just throw shit at each other?
There you go. There it is. See? Drive-by. So he tells the police that he actually sees a saucer craft lift off and rise like 30 or 40 feet and take off. And in the spot that it was at, all of the shit is laid down in a spiral motion in these swamp reeds. And they show up, and the police officer and the University of Queensland concluded that it was caused by a willy willy.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Which is AKA a dust devil, like a little tornado, except for the fucking guy said, no, I saw this fucking thing take off. And they think that it's more likely that it was a willy willy.
A willy willy. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, the willy willy explanation is actually one thing that skeptics cling to,
right?
Even though I never heard of it called a willy willy.
Dust devil is not going to make a fucking geometric design in.
No, I agree.
It's not going to happen.
The vortex.
They can do a squiggly.
Well, there's tornadoes in Kansas and shit. Like, do we see that?
They don't leave a geometric path.
They would have a snail trail through the whole fucking shield. Right. Yeah.
Because so the vortex idea, aka the willy willy, says that they flatten the crops and that they're
is that a sex move?
Hell yeah, it is. I don't want anything to do with it.
That's a secret sex move.
So the.
You lick your own willy and stick it in their ear. Is that what?
That might be.
That approaches sort of the omelet. Willy. That's leading to the omelet.
Yeah.
That's when you come in their ear and fold it over.
Yeah, that's after. So you give her the willy-willy, then the omelet.
Yeah. It's like a wet willy, but with your willy.
Yeah.
So the vortex.
I'm cutting you off. This is important.
The first time Brad ever apologized for cutting you off.
I think he wants to hear about the vortex.
It's a new year.
Things are to come.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is there a napkin in your lap right now? Is that a napkin? What's going
on? Anyway. We can't lick our own willy to get it wet. They have to lick it first. Or do you have an outsider lick it?
Some of us.
You have an outsider lick it?
I can't claim.
Yeah, I'm just saying some people can.
Outsider.
Yeah.
A third party?
Yeah, third party. Do you have somebody step in and lick it?
That's called a willy willy RBI. You got to get a third.
Third person.
Third person.
I guess there's all different variations.
A willy willy threesome.
I'm just working it out.
You and I would probably have to have an RBI. I don't know that I could lick my own willy.
That's a willy's willy because it's somebody else's.
You could spit at it.
You could.
I'm close. I'm just close enough.
You could get inventive, stick it in a glass. You could just dip it in a glass of water. Yeah.
Maybe in my less fluffy days, I might have been able to pull that off. But I think my ribs that Marilyn Manson would have removed are covered in a layer of fluff right now that would probably prevent any type of bending. I can't touch my toes at the moment. Tie my shoes, I got to hold my breath a little bit. That's when I know
my ribs
it's
just
time
come
to go
out.
On the diet.
I had a rib just come out last night.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what happened on that Magic Mountain roller coaster, and then it happened for years after. That's the worst. Yeah. Hurts on my back, not where you think.
Yeah, they come out. It comes out from the back, like depending on the.
It comes out.
Yeah, I said it comes out from the back.
What do you mean, not where I think?
What? I don't know what you would think. I feel like the rib. I just feel like it would hurt in the front.
Well, there's two different. You have different pieces. So like my ribs that have came out. have been in the back.
Right.
So
that's where mine hurts too.
Yeah.
It I had feels to like go a kidney out on a almost. Fucking roller coaster and I couldn't breathe. And then finally it slowly went back to, okay, I'm going to survive. But I was like, fucking, my eyes are watering.
There's a partial too. So you could have got a partial like dislocation. And so, then it'll go back on its own because they go back on their own.
Like, so then it happened to me like years fucking later while I was doing bench press and the fucking thing happened and I had to like roll that shit off. Yep. Then years and years later, I was doing military dumbbell press and it fucking happened. Luckily, I just could drop the dumbbell and then I was fucked for like days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the worst, man. That shit sucks. It's rough. Willy-willy.
Yeah.
All willy-nilly. You can't go in the gym all willy-nilly.
You can't.
Willy-willy.
You get a willy-willy.
All right. So I'm sorry, Dave. Do you even know what you're talking about anymore?
Vortexes.
Oh, vortex. Mm-hmm. Look at
he
you.
He knows.
So vortexes.
He knows. Trap.
Dr. Vortexes. Terrence Meaden of the Tornado and Storm Research Organization, also called Toro, lame, says the vortices that create crop circles are charged with energy. And he says that they pick up.
Is this guy credible? This already sounds like bullshit.
He's a doctor.
So Pepper.
Yeah,
we don't count him.
So Dr. Vinny Boombots over here, he claims that dust particles of silicate will get caught in the willy willy.
Stop it.
And that they speed up to such a degree that they cause plasma. Because some people claim that when they see the crop circles at night, they'll see a glow in the field. That's why when you said willy willy, I thought you were going to say that was Australian for will o' the wisp, because some people think will o' the wisps make crop circles.
Oh, but I didn't hear that one.
He claims
that's a fucking magic card.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not so real.
He claims that he's trying to be like fringe science about it and say, no, it's not an alien. It's not a fucking will o' the wisp. He's claiming that silica in a dust devil in a vortex would spin to the point where it got superheated and would temporarily glow.
So you're saying willow in a tornado is making these?
Yes.
All right.
Willow, you idiot. It's pretty good. It really is.
It is. Nah. It's pretty spot on. Pretty spot on Australian accent.
Every impression that doesn't quite make the cut is now an Australian accent.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense. So the other thing about crop circles is, and at first I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But then I realized, no, that makes complete logical fucking sense, is that there's seasons for crop circles.
Right.
And the seasons are when the crops grow.
Right.
Because when the crops aren't growing, you can't really make a crop circle. Yeah. So
if you're an alien with a spaceship, you can't burn the ground.
There's always crops growing, though.
Couldn't they just make the crops grow?
Well, not in Southern England. Alien?
If you had that kind of technology, you could travel light years. I think you could just make corn grow.
Yeah, I think you probably could. But cereal crops in England will die off in the winter. So basically, they start in May, April or May. They hit their peak in like late July or August, and then they tend to disappear by September.
We're going to die because like they're like looking at the asteroid, and the aliens are like, we need to warn them. Sorry, man. It's not the season. We have no way to send them a message right now.
No way. If only they had a nice field of cereal. Bro.
Plus, we're playing Pictionary, so we probably wouldn't get it anyway.
Yeah. Like, wow, this is a neat image. It's like
trying
a fucking
asteroid. The whole time they're just telling us we're going to die.
It's literally the Earth and a fucking rock like coming towards the Earth. And we're like, wow, that's fucking crazy. And a date in binary.
When it finally happens, we're like, goddamn farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just blame some hippie kids out there.
So yeah, the crops come in a certain
I was gonna call him Nosferatu, but what's the guy's name who the guy's name who fucking predicted a bunch of stuff?
Nostradamus.
Like, you're missing
a key ingredient to answer here. What did the guy do?
Well, I couldn't think of his name, and then I couldn't even think of what he did. Like, but I knew it in my head.
He's old.
Like calling him Nosferatu.
Yeah,
we should cover Nostradamus for sure. We haven't done that. Yeah, that motherfucker,
or Nosferatu.
He predicted his own death. Yeah, like they dug up his grave or something, and like, or he predicted when they would dig his grave up. Like when they dug up his grave, he had like a fucking date on him or some shit. I was like, what? Or that guy.
That's because they waited until the date it said that he wrote.
No, they don't know what was in there. Shit was in his pocket.
he's just the greatest magician. That's
maybe
all. And musician. Yeah. I was gonna say
he's just a.
Have you heard his music?
Oh, it's fucking dope. Yeah. What he could do on the harpsichord was like nothing else.
Yes, magical. Magical.
It was
Harry Potter magical.
Mm-hmm.
Started watching Harry Potter from the beginning.
Which one?
The third one.
it's right before it gets weird and Hermione starts to get kind of attractive, man. It's gonna get weird for you. You'd be like, what the fuck just happened?
No, I've seen all of them already. Oh, I'm just going back.
I've never seen any of them.
The kids haven't either.
It's actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We probably watch the whole thing once a year.
I like all the sexual tension between the kids.
That's my favorite part. All the wand talk.
Yeah. My wand is broke. But I go, I've been there, buddy.
It's all the butter. Beer.
Exactly what you mean. The wand is not working. It's backfiring today.
My son has a butter beer shirt that he wears. It's a Harry Potter thing. And I always go, oh, that's a beer shirt. Because like he won't even like, hey, will you hand me my beer or will you hand me that? Not that I have a beer at home because I only drink on Sundays.
Right.
Yeah. But if I did, he wouldn't touch it. Yeah. And so I'm like, is that a beer shirt? He's like, it's butter beer. It's not real. It's Harry Potter. But I like to get more.
No, it's real. Yeah. They make butter beer.
Do they?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's better than the rest. That's their motto.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So should I watch Harry Potter? Is that
Dude. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Those if you haven't watched Harry Potter, you're losing.
Eight of them or something. Yeah. They're fucking
there's
crazy.
Like a fucking million of them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole decade of Harry Potter. Yeah.
Super cool characters. Like I know you probably like maybe you avoided it because it was like too trendy and cool or something. I don't know what was behind it. But if you just let that go, man, like you would dig it. Like I know you would like it.
This is something me and Brenner are in agreement on. That's rare.
I don't even know why I've never watched it. I've never been like some Harry hater. Like I think we talked about this before.
That's you're a just new like, term. Never Harry hater.
Never
Harry hater.
You're a Harry hater.
I've just never like I think when it first like a million years
Brad
ago.
Got
I think,
a Hagrid reference. This is gonna be so cool. I think Brad's gonna know what the fuck I'm
I think I saw
about.
The first one like so long ago that I don't remember it. I remember them riding around on brooms and I vaguely remember
they're
some
playing
like
Quidditch.
That's Quidditch.
Some, like, yeah, Brad knows they're Quidditches. You don't know how excited I am.
I remember
this
some
is better
kind
than
of,
a Goonies map.
Yeah.
Some kind
Harry,
of like,
Harry is a great seeker.
Yeah, yes, he is.
There was like a there's a guy who's like a who's like Gollum, but in a potato sack, and he like hides around in Harry's bedroom, kind of Mambla style.
That's Dobby. That comes
that's
later.
Dobby,
that wasn't the first
one.
Yeah,
that's the second one. He's in the second one.
Clips of that thing.
You got to watch.
And that
it,
was
man.
Before that's the man. Three Rings, whatever that circus movie is.
That's my only knowledge.
I'm lost now, but yeah, go watch it.
And part of me was like, I kind of want to read the books. But I know I'm never going to have time to read the books.
Yeah.
That's probably,
you probably
that's
like,
probably
so fucking
you.
Many books. Yeah. I'm just not going to do it at this point.
Even though you speed read, like, yeah, you should. Dave's like Johnny Five. And
you could read. You could read like three of them a night, probably.
Yeah, I'll just fan
They're
one.
Fucking long,
I'll
dude.
I'll fan.
The movies are long. They're like
the
3 hours long.
Are long, dude. I just don't see it. So I'll probably watch. I think that might be one of the things that maybe, because even like with Hunger Games, like I heard really good things about Hunger Games. Like I'm not going to watch it. I'll actually read the book. I read
like
the book.
Those.
It was actually a good book. Yeah. Like I read the first one. I was like, that's a decent book. That was kind of good. But I still haven't.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's good.
Anyway.
Start tonight.
No. So.
See, it's never going to happen.
No,
it's
it'll happen.
It's not going to start tonight. No, on a Sunday happen. Night. Come on.
No.
All right. Nothing not better to do.
Yeah.
So some of the researchers, I was looking at what the seriologists do to try to rule out whether a crop circle is a hoax or whether it's a mystery, right?
Can we like rule out that seriologists are real things?
I think they're taste testers like, at the Cheerio factory.
Yeah. And this one doesn't have enough honey.
So the seriologists, I'm just going to keep saying that because I like it.
It wasn't pissing me off until now.
But they go to research the crop and or the crop circle. And the things that they do is they try to be as scientific as possible. And they begin by trying to talk to interview eyewitnesses and residents living nearby. And they try to get to them before there's like a photo in the morning paper, before everybody and their mother is showing up. Like they try to be like the first
on
scene.
How the fuck did they hear about it though?
I have no idea.
It's because they're so concentrated in that area. Like they literally went out to go see if one happened. I watched this thing.
So they're like tornado hunters.
They were like up on this hill filming this giant field where they thought it was going to happen. And it fucking, they woke up in the morning and there was one behind them. Like, God damn it. Like, how did that happen? And it was super complex. Awesome. Yeah. So
I'm going
it's like
bullshit on this.
There's
whole
even
scenario.
Some shit in the 90s where people went out and like tried to like fucking beckon it to happen and they meditated. And like there was this thing where this experiment, they all visualized an image and then like drew it on paper, but the other people didn't know what they drew. Like, I don't know, like eight
Stop
of the fucking
it.
People drew the same thing.
Stop
and like
it.
3 days later, the image showed up.
Stop.
It's an inside job for sure.
Just stop.
Yeah, that was an inside job.
For some reason, seriologists, I keep having a picture of Reggie Watts. in like a home fucking library office, and he's really pretentiously critiquing different cereals and like throughout history, and he's got like vintage boxes of cereal and
that's
shit.
That's a very strange image.
I don't know. It keeps popping in my head, dude. He's just like, if I was going to make a skit about cereologists, Reggie Watts plays the part, and he's very pretentious about what types of cereal, what goes into it, and he's critiquing cereal in his home office.
That's weird. He has a library.
I'm a weird guy, man. I'm a weird dude. Yeah.
So the other things they do is they try to explore weather.
Right.
They look at the weather phenomenon to see if there were willy willies. They try to look at the affected crops, and then they start to do X-ray diffraction analysis, electromagnetic energy readings. They start to look for, because a lot of them do, they have strange, right. They have high energy readings as if they were microwave.
Right.
Like, and again, that's bizarre on something like the Milk Hill one that's 900 feet across.
Who
like,
knows? Like, what you the fucking, fuck? You pile up trash or grass or corn and it'll fucking catch on fire. You know what I mean?
Right.
From organic breakdown. Maybe the action of like bending all those fucking things creates a different type of magnetic field because it's broken and in a swirl. You know what I mean? Crazy stuff happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could break certs in the dark and they glow, man. Sparks.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
That's possible. That's true. If that's possible,
yeah, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Yeah. So some of the other causes, obviously, so the causes that are triumphed as why crop circles exist. So we already talked about willy willies, the energy vortexes.
Bullshit.
And like I said, that one guy thinks that could explain why some of them are said to glow. Obviously, people think space aliens, and that it's either the space alien arguments that I read were either A, it's some byproduct of their craft landing, or B, it's some sort of a message that they are leaving for us or for other aliens who could see it from the sky.
I started thinking about it. Why? I don't think aliens have a craft. Like, okay. I think that's something, because that's something we like have invented is a craft. You know what I mean? Like some sort of spaceship or, plane, you know what I mean? So they could be on another level. You know, if they're traveling great distances that they're traveling, supposedly,
sure.
I don't think that they're just in this craft that has microwave technology from the 70s. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's unexplainable and I don't know where to even go with it, but I started thinking about it.
You think they would just be here?
They could just be here, or they could be in something that it's not a craft, like something that we thought of. Like, oh, it's a saucer shaped, it's this thing that I saw. It's not something related to us. You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh yeah.
When you look at like UFO sightings, it's like back in the 50s, that shit looked like a cooking pan that your wife had in the cabinet.
It's similar to something that we know. It's kind of like when you look at clouds, you say, oh, that looks like a fucking dragon.
Right.
There's Mickey Mouse's head, because that's already predisposed in your brain, you know? So my thought is that they're in something, if they're out there, they're in something that we don't even understand.
It depends on how far they are. You know what I mean?
True.
True.
But if they're, like I said, if they're traveling and they're coming into our, you know, atmosphere and being able to live in our atmosphere, when who knows if that's even, do they breathe air? Do they have their own atmosphere around them in their own head? Like, who knows? Like, I think they would have to be advanced, especially if they, as some people believe, it kind of created us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, or it helped us out or did something, you know? So at that
point, it just seems like they would, like, if any of the UFOs, be they having to do with crop circles or anything else, were coming down to Earth, I just think logically that they would be unmanned drones. If there was a glowing beach ball sized craft floating over that Milk Hill,
there's nothing
circle
in it. It's just a camera. Or
my
something.
Suspicion is, it was a 1990, and some aliens sent down a little probe orb to take pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And who knows? Maybe it's advantageous to have, because you think how close we are probably to AI. Like, if they have the fucking spaceship, they have AI.
Yeah. If they're creating like these crazy things and being able to travel through time pretty much, you know what I mean? Like to be able to warp from one area to another, if that's what they're doing, Yeah, they have some fucking
amazing technology. But maybe that's why they all look so similar. You know, maybe that's why it's also similar. There's some kind of bioorganic, so you know, replicated drone thing that shows up.
Yeah, and since we're on that topic, I might get somebody killed here if it's true. If not, it's just bullshit. But a guy I was talking to, he told me his dad wrote booklets for NASA. Now, by booklets, like instruction manuals or manuals on how to build spacecraft, rockets, all this stuff, right? So this guy is literally a rocket scientist. Mm-hmm. And this is this the guy I'm talking to, it's his father. So it's a real person, you know. He said the Roswell incident, which I thought was kind of, when he told me, I was like, wow, like that kind of makes sense. Like, so the Roswell incident happened, right? We all know what the Roswell incident was. Right. He said that what his father told him was that they were, NASA was actually sending, or trying to send monkeys into space right at this time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when the Roswell incident happened, those were actually, crafts that crashed with monkeys in them.
Right.
And so the bodies that were small and were carried off, people started freaking out saying they're aliens. And they were like, yeah, let's just let that happen.
Yeah.
Because it would be worse. It would be worse than finding out that they're trying to shoot monkeys off into space.
Right.
You know, all this crazy stuff. So, he was telling me all this like crazy stuff that his father, he said a lot of stuff his dad wouldn't talk about.
Right.
But he told me that. And I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like that actually kind of makes sense, you know, like who knows if it's true or not. I don't know.
Right.
But
monkeys.
So
except for the Air Force announced themselves immediately that they had found and captured a saucer and then retracted it. So were they just like,
yeah, I don't know.
Barney fucking Fife was like,
Air Force is different from NASA too. Like, you know, so like who knows if who knew what was going on at the time.
That's true.
You know, so I don't know.
And you're also dealing with a completely different level of technology, even within the Air Force.
Yeah.
I mean, you're dealing with a small base with one watch commander.
Yeah. And he's like, holy shit.
Crash,
yeah.
And he announces that a fucking flying saucer crashed, and either he was high on fucking crack and nothing of the sort happened, or it did, and he didn't know that his supervisors would have said, shut your fucking mouth about the flying saucer.
Yeah.
Like there was no way to necessarily get an instant update from your CO, you know.
Back before texting, he was like, someone get a pigeon out quick.
Yeah. So yeah, interesting tidbit though. I never really thought about, you know, that's supposedly some inside information. I don't know. Like I said, I'm sure there's that theory or whatever.
Someone's
out there.
Someone's gonna die, not you.
But yeah, probably. You know, it is what it is. I, you know, give me this information. We have a podcast. We're talking about stuff. So
don't tell Brad secrets, basically.
Yeah. So if the mafia's after you, don't tell me stuff you don't want them to know.
So here's my problem with the two main alien arguments. One being that alien spacecraft leave crop circles when they launch and land would be kind of like if every single car on Earth had completely different tires.
Right.
Like it should be the same pattern all the time.
Not necessarily.
I think that was only relevant in the beginning when it was a circular, simple pattern. And that's why Vortex come into play. That's why Willy Willy's come into play.
I think it could
happen.
As
it became more complex, I don't think it's fucking putting down a pictograph when it takes off.
In Destiny, the ships do that now.
They leave pictographs?
They leave. Yeah, they have these things that show up. Yeah. Not the logo. You could pick different ones. There's different letters, like your clan logo, or there's different stuff that.
So they're basically just tagging the field.
Exactly.
Well, in a simulation, teams. The aliens could take off and leave a logo, I guess. Yeah, we are in a video game.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're actually logos.
Yeah.
Like all
like
the
alien, from different teams. All like the, they're like, marking like, hey, yeah, we went and landed there.
It's, all it's the aliens like watch Earth as a TV show. And those are like fucking Nike and Starbucks and shit.
They're advertisements.
Those stupid humans don't even understand.
Yeah.
But the
other advertisement.
The fact that they say that the aliens are leaving the message in a field for other aliens to see. I call bullshit. Why don't you just fucking call them?
Right.
You know, it would be an efficient way to leave a message for Fleaborg. We make a big design in the crop and tell them to come look.
Maybe they don't have phones though. Like maybe that's too simplistic and they didn't think about it. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like they're here and they're message. Like, how do we leave a message?
Yeah, they're
it's the grass.
It's elaborate because their thinking is so far beyond
North and South Korea. And they're not talking right now.
My sister is so smart, but she's also such an idiot. You know what I mean? Like she couldn't come up with a way to make her own food if it wasn't shown to her. You know what I mean? Like you know, hey, you take the peanut butter, you take the jelly, and look, you have to spread it on the bread, right? You know,
they're so smart. Kinda, they can't do
yeah,
things.
She's like, right. Yeah, and while you're talking to her,
point, but not communication. I
don't know.
I blame North and South Korea. I think that's that. They're trying to open communications. No, I don't think they're trying to talk to other aliens. I think if anything, it was.
Wait, you said other aliens. So you think North Koreans are aliens?
Yes.
And if they're trying to talk to us, but not a good job.
I think that I didn't get to watch enough documentaries and I have more to watch still is what I think.
Yeah, I think this is kind of in the middle of if aliens do have something to do with our creation or our technology and they're trying to communicate with us and that's the way they're doing it, I don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I think if they were trying to communicate with us, it would become clear.
I guess you have to then throw in the factor that if you were truly dealing with a truly alien intelligence, there's no understanding why they would do what they did or how they did it, or like that might just make no fucking sense to
us. Have you seen Arrival? They figure it out.
No, I know, but when you go to their planet, all they do is write in grass or say it's like,
no, yeah, that's what they do.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, how fucking backwoods is that when they're traveling through fucking space? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see the connection.
Like when we try to train, you know, chimpanzees or something, like we show them symbols and then they get a treat. It's that level of separate.
So they're trying to give us a treat.
No, it's like if we're smart enough to figure this shit out, then we're ready. You know what I mean? It could be that.
For
it's
what?
Like if we figure it out, then we're ready.
I want to know where you're going with this. For what?
For them to reveal themselves and say, like, hey, we are fucking here.
To give us a warp drive.
Yeah, here's your warp drive.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
We got to figure out the crop circles first.
That's what's up.
So. Maybe they put it in crops. They put it in crops just to like fuck with us.
It's, you know,
like,
I was thinking,
it's like it's a
and then stand. And then as soon as we
it's put like you only got a couple of weeks on this crop, so figure it out. We'll put another one down.
And then we put seriologists on the job, and they're like, oh, these fuckers are not ready.
Yeah,
like they're not ready at all.
They're still stuck on Fruit Loops.
Yeah,
I think cereal's what they eat for breakfast.
they're like, now we're confused.
No, like, I was wondering, like, why don't they fucking take a catalog of all the images and put it into a fucking AI and just like have it fucking blast off and like look at the internet and be like, oh, this relates to this, and just I'm pretty sure it would solve the problem.
I know you're listening, Google, so go ahead and do that.
Yeah, go ahead and figure that out.
Yeah,
it seems like they quit making dick pills for a second and just for like 1 week looked at crop circles with all the technology out. It would just blast through something and
because it could be a long message. It could be each piece is a part of the puzzle.
If they did pattern recognition in some way that humans couldn't, you know what I mean? It would look at it and be like, oh, did you see, this is actually an ancient symbol from a Sumerian text. And this fucking thing is a geometric pattern that means this, or like,
this is some crazy mathematical
this
equation.
This means this number. Yeah. Like you saw the pi, do you see the pi one?
Mm-hmm.
That one's pretty cool. It was like a stagger. And
they could be giving us space.
Was pi.
Yeah. They could be giving us space travel and we don't even know.
Right.
That's
we're not ready to build
that last
spacecraft
part
out of cereal.
Like, even if you guys, even if you think you're over this topic, like when we're done, go watch A Field Full of Secrets. And it's actually really well done. It's not like some fucking robot voice YouTube thing. And
those are the worst.
Those are the worst. Like,
why do they do that? Do they not speak English?
Holy
I don't understand.
Shit.
But
maybe they don't have a microphone.
If you watch A Field Full of Secrets, at 51 minutes was my fucking holy shit moment, though. Because they start taking the crop circles and turning them to like 3D CAD images, and you're like,
yeah, but how do you get the other part of it though? Like, what? Like, I just don't understand how they're taking it
on the audio like this. There's no way
you're building. I know, but you're building something out of pieces that you don't know.
Yeah,
like, that's the problem. You're assuming.
You know, when you see like a
3D,
like a motor breakdown, and they have the exploded view.
Yeah.
Literally, like, but the problem is it would all have to be symmetrical, which saucers are. A lot of that stuff is.
Yeah, and you know what's in a motor. Like, this is, you don't.
I know, you wouldn't really know what it was, but if you gave someone the image of an engine broke down with no label, they would be, like, if they could figure it out, they deserve the technology. Yeah. Like, oh, there you are. If you know what this is, then you can use it.
Yeah.
But it's just like that pattern that they have. They take it and stand it upright and then just spin that fucker, and you're like, whoa, it's an exploded view of a fucking saucer or some crazy shit. It was pretty cool looking. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it.
It's called A Field Full of Secrets.
Field of Seeds.
Of
field
all of, the crazy documentaries I watched, that one was the
field
most
of
well
dreams.
Done.
Okay, so go home and watch Field of Dreams.
Who's in that? Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner.
I was going to say Kevin Spacey. Coaching
Darth
a little
Vader.
Coaching
I like
a little,
the Postman
little
better.
Team.
So can I just go home and watch The Postman?
It makes me sad.
I'd say you go
Tom
home and watch
dead.
Harry Potter.
That's true.
Yeah. But James Earl Jones is in that fucking shit, man. How do you not talk about him?
James Earl Jones is in The Postman?
No, in fucking Field of Dreams. You picked Kevin Costner? That was the white guy coming out in you.
thought we were talking about the postman.
We said who's in Field of Dreams, and you said Kevin Costner.
Yeah, because he's that the was main, a test. That was the main character.
We've been talking about the no, I don't
Peace,
watch
Love, Dope.
I've never watched that.
Who's in Snakes on a Plane?
Samuel L. Jackson.
All right,
I want you to pick the whitest dude. Somehow find a guy.
I've never watched Seagal. I've
Bill
never
Murray.
Watched, I've never seen Field of Dreams.
Steven Seagal.
No.
Oh, that's a great movie, actually. But you know what, Postman? For whatever reason, I really do like that movie.
I like it too. It's based on a book by David Brin. It's a really good movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
But Tom Petty makes me sad.
Postman. Yeah. Wasn't he a basketball player?
The Postman? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lucius Postman?
No.
Yeah. He played with Larry Bird in the 1970s. They Celtics, were dope. Yeah.
Lucius. You're thinking of left foot Lucius.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I can't even contribute. I was going to start saying some sports shit, and then I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not doing
Who's
that.
The postman? Oh, Karl Malone.
Yeah. He hit the three every time.
Karl Malone, the postman.
I got nothing.
I'm probably wrong. I don't know.
With the hoaxes, it's important to mention the British team of Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley. They're the ones who in 1991 said that they've made hundreds of crop circles since 1978. They had tons of proof. They had photos of them doing it. They showed them exactly how they were the first ones to really come out and say, we make them. This is how we make them.
They came out of the crop circle closet.
They did. But the whole idea of like using boards and using rope and getting the shapes down and all that, that they were the ones that kind of introduced that to the world. And once they made that announcement and demonstrated how they did it,
crop circles went up.
Crop circles exploded and fucking started showing up everywhere. And that was also smack dab in the middle of like X-Files mania back in the 90s. So it was like it all kind of came to a head. But at the time, there were over 1,000
what did
a
those
year
guys,
just in Europe.
What did those guys get from that? What did they gain from coming out? Nothing. They
didn't, a little bit they didn't, of fame, I guess.
Didn't they?
Being on a BBC show, I guess.
Did you see the wood cutting thing from like the 1600s called the Mowing Devil?
Yeah, the Mowing Devil from the other. And I mean, because that's the thing, like the mention of crop circles goes back. I mean, it I forget the exact year of that.
It's just the 17th century. I did see an actual year on a documentary, but I don't remember anymore.
And there were other ones. I mean, there were examples in the 1800s. There were examples. I mean, there's a lot of examples back in time.
I have one for Brad that I think is going to change his. He's going to change his view on Australia and change his target to Tasmania, because Tasmania in 2009, the Attorney General of the island state of Tasmania stated that Australian wallabies have been found creating crop circles in fields of opium poppies because they're grown for medicinal use there. And after consuming the opiate poppies, that they're fucking just running in circles. And then I looked up further.
I saw that.
That was
well,
a real news article.
Yes, I saw
it says
article.
Stoned wallabies make crop circles. But the comments on the fucking article were fucking hilarious.
God.
Did you guys read any of it?
No, I never read comments.
Oh, the comments are the best part of anything.
I'd skip the articles and just go straight to the comments. That'll tell you if the article's worth reading.
Like this one's by, the comment was by Wally Baby was his name. He said, I resent this report. We were high as a kite and making crop circles. I haven't been stoned since 1971. A few young hoppers eat the wrong plant and trash our species in the news. There's just a bunch of that fucking shit that they wrote it as the wallabies in defense. That's pretty good. But yeah, that's legit a statement though, from the Attorney General in 2009, it's not a million years ago or anything, from the Attorney General of Tasmania that he witnessed them eating opiates. I guess that's a thing though. Like the
he
animals
be
eat the poppy and get all fucking stoned and run around.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're not making crop circles.
There's some really cool memes too of like a fucking a kangaroo and like a geometric pattern behind him and shit. There's some good internet out of it. It's good. So there you go. Be mad at Tasmania, not Australia, at least for the week. No?
No. I'm not mad at anybody.
Really?
I don't know why you think I'm mad.
How would you describe the relationship, Brad?
What, between me and Australia?
Yeah. I like that that's even a thing.
It's like my retarded stepbrother. I resent him.
That was the best answer you could have.
So, one
How is your brother, by the way? It's a sad story. It really is. Is he still in the home, or are you guys?
Huh?
Yeah. You visit him ever?
I don't.
Yeah. It's upsetting. Oh. It's awkward to even talk about.
So instead I'll talk about
his face is really symmetrical
circle.
For the record. It's very symmetrical. Dave is so uncomfortable.
It's almost
right
perfect.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm uncomfortable so much.
He's like really strong though, dude. He's like fucking super strong.
Yeah, his retard strength. Yeah.
So the Julia set. Did you guys hear about the Julia set?
No. Sounds familiar.
I've heard about the crown jewels though.
This is a different thing.
Oh.
The Julia set was one of the more famous crop circle encounters that happened. It was in 1996. And allegedly, according to all the eyewitnesses and all the people that researched it, a couple of airplanes flying overhead flew over this field at 5:30 in the afternoon and flew back. They were like agricultural airplanes, mm-hmm. and they flew back at 6:15, so 45 minutes. And in that 45 minutes when they were flying back, there was a massive fucking crop circle in broad daylight right near Stonehenge. And where there were tons of people who, if there were people milling about in the field, they should have been able to see them.
I watched the interview with that pilot.
Yeah. Right. And then immediately people from Stonehenge walked the couple of yards over to see where the crop circle was. And all of them were like, what the fuck? But
we were there the whole time and that just happened right now.
Well, he's saying that the plane flew over Stonehenge because they were kind of like taking pictures of Stonehenge.
Yeah, but there's people at Stonehenge. Yes. And this happened right there by those people in that time.
Where you're
at
ground level, though, like unless someone pointed it out, you wouldn't notice a crop circle at ground level unless you were at a point of elevation.
Well, yeah.
You
know what I mean? And the planes, though.
The planes,
but something would have had
though.
To come down and do it, though.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing.
There's some videos that's online. I don't know if that one's supposed to be presented as real, but there's that one where the lights go over the field and it just goes pop, pop, pop. And it's just like,
no,
drops.
It tries to present it as real. There's a couple of lights. Dude. It's from the, I mean, it's very, here's the thing about that video. The video that you're talking about.
That sounded like he did an audio cut.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? That was
really that was real.
Weird.
That was
that
real.
Was weird.
It sounds like we fucked up editing it.
Yeah. That sounded like a bad edit. That was
the video. Crazy.
That was a glitch in the Matrix. Yeah. We just heard it.
The video is just a crop. And you see little glowing lights, and the glowing lights look remarkably like the 1990 Milk Hill glowing lights. Like once I saw that, I was like, oh, they're kind of patterning enough. But, and again, this video came out in the mid 90s where homegrown CGI wasn't really a thing. So in that way, it's really impressive because you see these lights kind of dancing around over a crop, and where they're dancing around, you just see the field collapse under the lights into a shape. And the person filming it is freaking out because of what he's seeing. And when it first came out in the 90s, people, like all the skeptics, everyone that was looking at it were like, this obviously isn't real, but we cannot account for the team of special effects experts that it would have taken to do this.
Right.
And then the other thing about that footage was that the person who showed back into town with the footage showed it to people. And when they went out in the morning, that crop circle was actually in the field.
That's what George Lucas was working on while he stopped Star Wars.
Which that part is, I mean, if you went through all the time and money in the 90s to build a CGI crop circle, you're going to get some dudes to go out at night, put the fucking thing in the field and fool everybody. But
you probably could have stop motion photography at that point, to be honest. From a fixed position, you could just like lay down the crop and take frames as long as the light was the same.
That's true.
I don't think that would be that difficult, honestly. I just figured it out.
So So I don't know. I don't know what to make of crop circles. If it's hoaxes, that's a whole lot of bored motherfuckers.
Did you see the 11-year-old
doing some severely elaborate shit? Like,
have you seen the internet?
So massive. I know, but man, some of them are so fucking big. I don't know how big of a team it would take, what equipment it would take, what
I mean, people do flash mobs. They waste their time. They waste their time.
Decades.
They waste their time. I'm just saying. What they do is they waste their time and do some stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
So I don't discount people doing it. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to find it, but there was an 11.
I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm just saying, like, it's hard to discount this.
I mean, Occam's razor, I have to follow logic and assume that they're all made by Will of the Wisps.
Check this one out, though. You'll enjoy this.
I like high wallabies.
Yeah.
Stoned wallabies.
In stoned wallabies next to Stonehenge. Yeah. How did the kangaroos get to Europe exactly?
In the kingdom of Willy Willy and High Wallaby, a 7-acre crop circle. He made a 7-acre crop circle depicting the emblem.
One kid made a seven acre
crop circle depicting the emblem of the Star Wars Rebel Alliance. And he made it in California in December of 2017. He's only 11 years old as a spaceport for the X-Wing fighters. Like, that just fucking happened. Like,
how
I
long
hear shit about
7 acres.
The question.
What's that?
How long did it take him is the question.
Doesn't matter. One kid. If he had 50 kids,
it does matter. If it took him like a month. then that makes sense. No. If he did it in fucking 45 minutes.
No, yeah, he would have had to do it rather quickly because it would, the field would change. Sure. You know what I mean?
That was like, the other thing I forgot to mention when you were talking about Milk Hill, the one with 409 circles, when they tried to do their prove one that was like way smaller than 20 circles. Mm-hmm. It took them 4 hours with like five guys to do that shit. That Milk Hill one's 409 circles.
Yeah.
And it took them 4 hours to do 20 circles.
Yeah.
They would have had a fucking crazy team. Check it out. Brown chicken, brown cow.
And a microphone and a lamp.
Okay.
But no, I was thinking we could take a drone with like a projector image now and fly it up and actually project the image on the crop.
Lay it down.
Yeah. And we could do a perfect crop.
Oh, that's true.
Circle.
Yeah.
Or I guess they're not crop circled necessarily.
And it would make it that there was a light hovering over it and exactly. It would look super cool.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You would see the aliens doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing with drones now.
Yeah.
You can't believe anything. No, I see drones in my neighborhood.
In the desert, man, they're crazy. Like they're in the desert, they, you know, for New Year's, the fireworks are fucking, there was a bomb that went off that I thought my fucking pop out on my trailer was going to fall off. Like it was like an earthquake.
So they almost blew up my fancy ass trailer. They almost popped my BMW tire. God damn it.
No, but they shoot off like badass, like fucking big fireworks, and there's drones flying around. Right. Like, people think that they're out there, they're like the fire department's flying the drones out there to bust people, you know, but I think it's just people flying them.
There's some cool footage of people doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
One of the embers almost broke your Apple Watch. It was devastating.
No, actually, one of the lanterns, though, right? Like they light off these lanterns, it came down about 10 feet from landing on my trailer. So
the craziest thing was when I was like 12. I think I told this story before. We had 4th of July and we had crazy shit. So like we had super illegal fireworks. We had that one that has like 100 little rockets in the box and it shoots them off. Like they're supposed to be pointing up. And we had a piece of plywood, like half a sheet of plywood, like 4x4 sheet of plywood out there. And it wasn't quite even. And the dude went and lit the fuse and got fucking like panicky and stepped on the corner of the fucking thing. And it goes tip and tipped over. And fucking, it was like 100 missiles, like, dude.
World War II.
It was a war zone. There was like babies and fucking like strollers and shit. People were diving behind cars, grandmas and shit having to take cover. It was gnarly. It was pretty cool though.
Amazing.
It looked very UFO-esque though, because it was like glowing balls of white just fucking going everywhere.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I like watching the ones that fuck up. Like they're just all... And then they shoot back down at the place that they got fired from.
Before they explode,
And then they explode on the ground. Yeah, it's fucking amazing. It does look like a war zone.
I used to wake up and we would go, I don't know what the fuck, in seventh grade, we would wake up at like 4 a.m. and go jogging, but we would always take some bottle rockets with us. So we would go jogging. We were like trying to get in shape.
What the fuck is that?
And then,
oil dellions.
And then we went to
trying to get in shape with bottle rockets.
No, we just took them because we knew we'd get away with shit at 4 a.m. or whatever. So when we're done doing our crazy ass jog, we would go sit at the school and we'd light bottle rockets off and all the birds would be asleep in the trees and there's no leaves on the trees. Like, so you could see like there's 1,000 fucking birds in that tree sleeping right now. Just all fucking huddled up. And so we would just like take a fucking straw, like a McDonald's straw, and put the bottle rocket in it, light it, and you could fucking just shoot it at whatever. And we'd aim it in the tree. It would just fucking go right in the middle of those birds, boom, and blow up. And then just a fucking thousand, it was crazy looking, 1,000 birds would fly away. It was fun times, man. I used to take apart shotgun shells and make bombs and all kinds of shit, like saw off the BBs and put the fucking steely on the bottom.
What'd you do with the BBs?
I think just threw them away. I threw them in a crop so that there would be little metallic balls
for the willy willies to glow.
Confuse the seriologists.
We didn't talk about that, but I think we're up. But yeah, there were those little globules at the microscopic level. Because I think Mythbusters even tried to do a fake crop circle on one of the episodes, and that was one of the things they couldn't recreate was the dispersal of those metallic globules. From whatever the temperature was supposed to be like. If you looked at the soil samples,
it's like
at
a mercury or something.
There was these weird little balls of like, I don't know what the metal was, what the composition was, but it looked like something had been superheated in the soil and that stuff had melted out.
Oh,
and
iron said, or something. I guess
the dispersion rate was like such that it, like they graphed it and it was very linear. Like it, you couldn't throw it.
And that's weird because you think if something was hot enough to melt metal, that the plants would wilt. Yeah.
I don't know. Look at like when you burn, once again, microwaves, you could microwave a bunch of green beans in the bowl. If you put a fork in there, shit's getting crazy. You know what I mean? Like it could affect different materials differently.
True. Yeah. That's 70s technology.
Yeah. The burrito's frozen and the beans are the temperature of the sun. Like
the plate gets hotter than the food.
It was hot pocket technology in the 70s. Yeah. They used hot pocket technology from the aliens to make the metal hot and leave the corn.
Yeah,
cold.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, it's the frozen burrito theory. If no one thought of that yet, I'm naming it.
I'm down with it.
Frozen burrito theory.
Frozen burrito theory.
Hot pocket technology.
I'm with it.
If someone has a better name, I'm open to suggestions.
I'm
but
with it.
It's better than. What do we call ourselves though? Because we're not cereologists.
Bureologists.
Burritologists.
Burritologists. Baristologists.
Baristas.
Baristas. Oh man.
I got nothing on that.
I don't either.
All right. Is it sponsor time?
Yep.
I don't remember who sponsors.
Star Forks?
Star Forks? No. Star Forks. No. Microwaves. I got nothing. We should move on.
Yes.
This is going nowhere.
Dave's crotch.
You're nowhere. Dave's crotch. Say funny things.
Yeah.
Hooker canoe.
And Tyler too.
And Tyler too. That worked out well. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. You should buy that and you should eat it. You should put it in your mouth hole, put it on your food. Someone put it in coffee a while back. I don't know who posted that. At first I was like, but I put it on ice cream.
It was a Mexican
cream.
Mocha.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Whole mole thing.
You know what makes hot sauce hotter? Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew? Tell me about it. Why is that? Because you tried to put the fire out and it didn't work?
No, yeah. It's like, I was drinking something hot. Yeah, I guess it would be carbonation. Yeah, I was eating something hot and I took a sip of Mountain Dew and fuck.
Just spread the.
Yeah, it was just like.
The problem is capsaicin's an oil. So like it was like an oil spill. You know what I mean? You put liquid on it and just spread it out like a grease fire.
The problem is Mountain Dew tickles your innards.
That's true.
You guys are both Mountain Dew fans.
Oh yeah,
you're already up for it.
It's like the junkiest of sodas. Like if sodas weren't bad enough,
I disagree.
That's the junky
one. I disagree. It's got grapefruit in it.
What do you say?
Like dark sodas are always worse.
No, like as like the trashiest of like a low income soda. Like what's the soda? Not brand wise. Amongst the main brands, you tell me what's lower than Mountain Dew.
Well, it's gonna be. Mountain Mist or something?
No. Among the main brands.
Oh, main
real
brands?
Real brands. What, not Dr. Thunder, not Crush? Mountain Mist.
Like what's shittier or like what?
No, I'm saying like low like class.
Grape soda?
That's it. See, he said that's it.
Mountain Dew? Mountain Why Dew? Is Mountain Dew low class?
I don't know, dude. It just makes me think of fucking
Hillbillies
like.
Hillbillies and.
Like white trash. Because
of the original
the NASCAR or something. What was the original
brand? The name and the original brand. It's a fucking hillbilly. Mountain Dew is a name for moonshine.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. So on the original, the old school bottles.
You should be on board with this already.
The old school bottles, there's like a fucking hillbilly standing there next to a still, and it says Mountain Dew tickles your innards.
It said tickles your innards?
Yes.
Damn. Based on my facial hair status alone, I should be on board.
And it does. Yes.
It's not bad. It's just it's not my go-to.
It's delicious.
It's like Burger King.
I can drink very few.
You're not a soda guy. You're not a soda guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm not a soda guy either.
You got the balls water.
Yeah,
soda has to tickle my innards.
Yeah.
Figure Red Pop tickles my innards.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew tickles my innards. Every so often, Purple Drank tickles my innards, but not very often.
Yeah. Sometimes when you teach in prison, you get your innards tickled.
Mm-hmm.
I heard rumors. Thank you, El Yucateco Hot Sauce. I can't say the name. El Yucateco Hot Sauce.
Thank you, El Yucateco.
Thank you, El Yucateco. I was fighting the laugh off. I was like,
El Yucateco.
Thanks, Print Dirt Cheap. You can visit their website at printdirtcheap.com and you can use our code SOFKING to save some money if you need to order sticky stuff or printed stuff. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics for our t-shirts and silkscreen stuff. I'm going to get on that fool and get some koozies. We're out of koozies and have been for a while. Also, thank you
make
to...
make some new ones.
Yeah.
We got all new... I got
Let's do it.
Do.
You got some designs? Yeah.
I got work to do.
People will be excited. You said it. That's public. You said it. You heard it here. Brad said he's going to make some new designs.
Doesn't mean anything.
Brad took.
No, I have.
You heard it.
I have new designs.
It
that
means
just haven't
nothing.
Been released yet.
Yeah.
I've got stuff.
Thank you to Digital Creations for our heat press goods. You can find them on social media. Also, I forgot to say, we have, if for whatever reason you can't figure out a website, but you're tech enough to get on Facebook, you can buy our stuff from Facebook. It'll take you to the website now. We have a Facebook store that leads you to the website ultimately. So we do sell stuff too. All those aforementioned products are available at our store on sofakingpodcast.com/shop. And then finally, thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com for instructional DVDs and apparel. And if you're in Bakersfield, you can pay monthly to get choked and choke other people and try to break their arms and or legs or ankles. And you just might break your own. I did. Take it from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tore our knees up.
Yeah. Last night I was sitting on the couch. Like I did the thing where, like throw your leg under you or whatever, like one leg under you.
I can't do that with my left leg.
I can, but I can't get back out of the move.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Self-submission.
That's what I'm saying. Like my knee freezes up.
Yeah. I forget that.
I wonder, I haven't had my knee MRI'd, but I wonder if it's the same as yours. It's just bone on bone. Like
it must
fucking,
be, dude. Because I throw my leg under me, sit down, and I'm there for like an hour watching a movie.
Freezes.
I get ready to get up and I'm like, Yeah. I'm doing, do the thing, the fucking Stephen Brule, something to, that is it, dude. I can only do it when in extreme pain. My wife told me this week she saw me in extreme pain two times. One, I put a new security gate, like our screen door was just finally toast, and I just got a security gate and put it on, and I was doing it all by myself. And the
that's
fucking
good, because you live next to the people who steal shit off porches. Yeah.
I needed it. I feel better. And a pit bull can't run through the screen and kill my dog or anything. But I was holding the whole shit with the frame and everything by myself, and it slipped off. And smashed fucking smash my fucking toe, dude. And I was so, I was in so much pain. I don't know if I've hurt that bad since my knee, maybe, but it might've been worse, dude. My toe hurt so bad. I was spitting.
Toes hurt.
I don't know why I was spitting. She was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like shaking and just fucking like, I started spitting off the porch.
You
I
were
don't
spitting mad.
I can't explain it, dude. All I could do was spit and then growl and then spit and then growl. And she was like, why aren't you fucking answering me? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you talking?
Yeah, I couldn't talk. I'm in agreement with her right now.
So bad I couldn't talk. And I was getting mad, like, stop asking me questions. I can't talk. I'm prisoner to pain right now. And I'm spitting mad. I was like spitting off the porch.
I think when Brett gets home, he turns into a Fox cartoon.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Because that's who airs all the family cartoons.
Oh, a Fox cartoon. Yeah, like I thought you meant like a cartoon Fox.
Wiley Coyote.
Like you get home and you're like, you become an animated character.
So then the next time it wasn't
drunk,
quite as bad. It
he's
was
a drunk fucking coyote.
I was just trying to go get a fucking like bubbly water and I fucking tried to get up with my leg from under me and it was a fucking process. Like I almost wanted someone to come grab my foot and move it.
No, I'm with you on that.
Oh, God damn. Yeah. It sucked. So if you like us, go to patreon.com/selfkingpodcast and you can help support this show.
Yeah, we can finally build our
shape like a boot
hooker canoe.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't cost anything, really, because you don't have to pay
it.
Him.
Does it cost time? Yeah,
well,
it does. Yeah, you don't have to pay him. Yeah.
That's true.
You can get services and then you kill him before you have
pay
to pay him,
but you get your money back technically,
and you get hep C.
Maybe if you're not careful, I wear gloves.
Yeah, but you can get it after it dries. What happens when put it in water?
Yeah,
so
I thought about that we did not talk about dehydrated hooker. We could totally like shrink one down so you could put it in like vacuum seal and then you could rehydrate and then dehydrate. All kinds of things that could go down. Like Albert Fish status, you could use it.
So you could rehydrate it.
You could rehydrate the hooker maybe.
I don't know. That would take some machinery.
It's like raisins. You could soak raisins in water all day. They would never be grapes again.
I think you do that to like a clean person though. I don't want to do it.
Well, the cellular membrane will have burst from the freezing and thawing process.
When I froze an apple one time, I took it to school when I was little and found out I had a bag full of applesauce. It was disgusting. It doesn't work. You can't do that.
You can't freeze apples. You can freeze bananas.
You do not want a bag full of hooker sauce.
I know you can have a frozen banana, but what happens after it thaws? It's not weird.
I don't know.
It's fine when it thaws.
Do they?
Bananas.
Oh yeah, you put them back in the back in the fridge.
Avocados.
So maybe that's the thing that you put them. You have to put her in the fridge. To thaw instead of like out on the counter, like hamburger meat.
I remember a story about one of my friend's hamster was sick when we were little and it was like, oh, it's not going to make it. They took it to the vet. They're like, yeah, it's this thing. And
took
like
a hamster
it's
to
gonna,
the vet.
Yeah. They took a hamster to the vet and he's like, it's going to cost $1 million. What you can do, the only humane thing you can do, cause it even cost $80 for him to put to sleep or some shit, right? Is you just put it in a box and you put it in the freezer and it'll just go to sleep. You know what I mean? Then you can bury it. And so they went home and they put that hamster in a box and then they closed the fucking fridge. And then and like hours later or something, I guess this is the story that goes. I don't know how much longer
it's still
it was.
Alive.
They opened the fucking fridge and that fucking hamster shot out like a fucking rocket, like hit him in the chest, hit the floor and took off fucking running. And it had like chewed through the box and gotten some frozen peas and ate peas and fucking survived the cold and then ran away. And then I think it lived. I don't know, like for longer than the vet said. The vet was like, wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Fucking cruel.
Which reminds me of a story. I know we needed to hurry up, Dave. I'm sorry. But I had a hamster that I once called Arnold Schwarzenegger hamster because that motherfucker would try to, you know, like the lid on a hamster cage is like those turn locks. Did you ever have a hamster when you're little?
Mm-hmm.
Like the plastic case that has the little things you turn, right? Well, this hamster would fucking get onto its thing and get its little nails in between the lid and it would just like run all day. So it was doing like a permanent pull-up for fucking 24/7, just building its hamster strength for fucking hours at a time. And it would get out. It would pop that fucking lid, right? So then I put like an Etch-A-Sketch on top of there and it fucking popped out and still got out. And then I fucking put an Etch-A-Sketch and a trophy on there. And it fucking still crawled up there, popped up and got out. Cause it would just do it all fucking day. Then I put an Etch-A-Sketch, a trophy and a rock and it fucking got out. And then we just found it like dead. It's fucking had a heart attack. Like, trying to escape.
The steroids. Yeah.
Yeah. It was all the juice.
The steroids. It shortened its life.
Yep.
All right. That's all I got.
That's what happens, kids, when you give your hamster steroids.
That's right. Don't do it.
They escape and get out and die.
Yoked, though. He was huge. He was swole.
He was like the fucking, the wallabies, the big ones, the red ones, them, yeah. The red, yep. Red kangaroos.
Dave's like, hurry up, fuckers. This timeline. Yeah.
I don't care. We're only doing this episode. So.
Dang it.
All right. Are we done?
Yep.
All right. Let me turn this mouse on here. All right. Now I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
Don't be a retard.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Yeah, we need truth in here. Yeah. I said we need truth in here. We need honesty, we need integrity, we need proof in here. We need power too. Garage full of coops in here. But it ain't no roofs in here. I'm talking about we need juice in here. We need longevity. The fountain of youth in here. You from the city of the fountains too. Come through and get a souvenir. And the mood is clear. We done got things moving here. But the weed turned into me. Now it's just Joey cooling in. So here I stand. One man. By myself. One plan. Closet full of kicks. Red bands. Bulls hat. Chicago clan. Let's settle a bit. This y'all New Testaments. Little nigga like a silverback gorilla. But y'all know who y'all messing with. Estimate that your estimations, your prophecies and self-proclamation be the result of your termination. After I deter your determination by simply spitting this raw. I'ma handle when it's time. You ain't gotta get involved. Man, I think it's time to do a little chopping on the jaw. Midwest spread, nigga, bitch, I got it in my palm. Better believe I do it, you know I gotta get it on. Been the ball on these motherfucking tracks. Been that boy that good, man, that boy that can rap. Team Dip gets out on the map. Magnum opus, the Mona Lisa. Control your focus, turn up the speakers. Once a student becomes a teacher, and then from teacher becomes a preacher. But it's like the preacher started smoking reefer, picked up the mic and started spitting ether. And the people watched him like a double feature, playing back to back up at the movie theater. It's coolie season, y'all stay focused, y'all keep dreaming, y'all keep hoping. It's my time now, call me Joseph. This that greatness, magnum opus, magnum opus, magnum opus, magnum opus.